Good morning. Today is Friday, March the 18th, 78th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Arcata City Manager Karen Deemer.
Good morning, Brian.
Nice to see you, lady.
It's good to be here on a Friday.
Yeah, that's like almost one of your lines, isn't it? As contrasted to that ugliness of being here on a Tuesday.
Which we used to do. Tuesday or Thursday?
Oh, boy, too much fun, huh? Let's see if we can find a quote here. Ooh. This is from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Quote, times of heroism are generally times of terror. Kind of interesting.
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say you could have times of heroism anytime, but.
Yeah. Well, we're going to debate the quote. No.
No, we're not
going to
debate the quote.
Oh, my. So, this little respite in the weather, has it provided anything other than more smiles?
A lot of opportunities to get outside and enjoy some of Arcata's best recreational features. We've seen our parks and playgrounds full of people. I was out in the forest a couple of evenings ago, and the trails were packed, so it was good to see everybody getting out again.
Mosquitoes?
There's been some good hatches,
yeah.
I think, everywhere, yeah.
Yeah. Is with the, all this stuff that's being talked about nationally, is there an effort? Are you guys looking at doing, either buying a couple aardvarks, something to attack the mosquitoes so that, you know, whatever the normal population is, isn't this year?
No, we haven't looked into mosquito control above and beyond what we've typically done in the area. And there there are a few areas in the marsh. We have monitored mosquito hatches in our marsh for many years. And there is a naturalized product that you can add to, you know, marsh areas to keep at the larvae stage mosquito populations low. The only couple of areas that I know that Arcata's looked at in the past have been in the marshes themselves, and then an area behind the Alder Grove Industrial Park where there's old log ponds. And I know that the county's worked with those private property owners in times where hatches are going to be really high, but we're not reading or hearing reports of that yet.
Reactive rather than proactive.
Yeah. Letting some of the natural cycle take its course.
Oh, oh yeah, that's the counter to that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be a little bit intriguing is the word that I'm coming up with, and I'm not sure that's the appropriate one. When you hear about some of these things in these other jurisdictions to go, what if here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even if it's just a quick note, throw it into a file,
mm-hmm.
what if here? And
right.
I would think mosquitoes, particularly with the ponds, okay, they're not going to live in the bay. They will live in the ponds.
They'll live in freshwater areas, yeah. So, I mean, if we see mosquito populations rise, a lot of it is really handled at the homeowner level. You know, we've always had the old kick the bucket campaign of make sure you don't have old tires that are accumulating water, you know, sitting out in
the
yard
or
process. The bucket. Or, yeah, no, it's not the budget process. But those really, I mean, it's surprising that, you know, the smaller water sources that stayed stagnant for a long time can be the largest breeding areas.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Karen Deemer. Budgets normally this time of the year, it's kind of the mundane, but I would think with the break in the weather, it kind of gets everybody either a little bit more perky, so maybe it's not as dreary working with the numbers, or it's an opportunity to get out and maybe do some stuff, you know, look at some of the trails that you guys have got or some of the projects that you're anticipating and kind of get real real world about things. How do you use an opportunity like this about this time of the year when the budgets are all supposed to be being worked on and massaged and et cetera, et cetera, when you have a nice diversion?
Right. Well, I would be remiss to not compliment our utility staff for the last 2 weeks. We've had a crew that's been getting up at 2 o'clock, reporting into work at 2:30 in the morning to look through a major collection portion of our sewer system throughout the entire city to start to identify areas of major leaks. So that's been what we've used this break in the weather to look at, something we've talked about over the years. It's called INI, but it's where water either infiltrates or inflows into your sewer system that you end up treating. So we are tracking that stuff down now for this couple of weeks and looking at some major financing to do a fairly significant repair piece to our sewer system in the next couple of years.
It's sad. I knew what INI was.
Yeah.
is that being driven by the extension of the drought declaration, or is this just normal things that you guys would be doing because this is stuff that you're supposed to be doing?
Exactly, stuff that we're supposed to be doing. Stuff, unfortunately, we probably should have been doing even 20 years ago, but it's really driven by our capital improvement program and putting that at the forefront of making sure that our utility system is prepared for the next 20 years.
Any feedback yet?
I think, confirmed, you know, what we've seen at the treatment plant for years, but starting to pinpoint and identify what are the best pipes to either line or replace first to start to tighten up our system. So they've had really good success. It's a new wave of treatment. We've got a lot of new, new sort of analysis tool that we're using. We've got new staff that are learning the skill. And so despite the fact that, you know, by 11, 12 o'clock, we've got some pretty groggy employees, understandably. I think they've been excited to learn and to actually be able to confirm what they've suspected.
Why so early? Just to avoid traffic?
Well, what you're trying to do is avoid sewage in the pipe that would normally be caused by use. So you're trying to get out and look at the collection system when the lowest possible water or no possible water use is actually in. So you can see what's coming into the system at points where it shouldn't be. It's not from the showers and the toilets.
No, the big stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as you're going through that process, you mentioned the capital improvements program. Is this to allocate dollars towards it? Is this going to be this year's biggie? Is going to be replacing this instead of throwing asphalt down, things of that nature?
This is one of, I would say, our three largest capital projects of this upcoming year, is what we call INI in the collection system, tightening up the pipes of the sewer collection system. The second is looking at reconfiguration and modernization of the wastewater treatment plant, you know, rehabilitation of portions of it. And then the third is, we've had an aggressive pavement management program, and that was with the passage of Measure G in Arcata, additional allocation of general funds, and the council has tried to commit a substantial portion of those every year to pavement.
And that's coming to an end?
Nope. it's improved. I mean, you know, we are happy with the results of the pavement management program we've had over the last 4 years. We have been out paving roads every year for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, and that's made a big difference. But we have a long way to go. Anyone who's driven roads throughout Humboldt County, it's, you know, they're expensive infrastructure, and it takes a lot to maintain them over time.
But you're getting ahead of it a little bit.
We are, and the more you can get ahead of it, the cheaper it is. You know, if a street really goes to crumble, then to rebuild from scratch, I think they say, is 4 times as expensive as being, you know, if you just maintain it over time.
So no more crumbling?
We
are most
hope.
Of those taken care of at this point?
We've got a couple of big ones still.
Okay.
A couple of big ones still. Buttermilk is a big one. Areas throughout Sunny Bray still need
substantial
work. Buttermilk
is almost a budget item by itself, isn't it?
It is, and it will be, it's the road that we're looking at and analyzing for next year's, either we'll do repair work this year and then hopefully full pave over next year, but it's also a shared road with the county, so we're working through sort of some of those jurisdictional issues.
Well, Tom's got so much money.
Yeah. apparently there was some monies that at least made the must-have list on the Measure Z funds yesterday for paving, so.
Oh, you were paying attention to that? Was there anything else that came out of the Measure Z that was beneficial for Arcata?
Arcata has put in an application in partnership with the county and the Northern Humboldt School Districts, but for school resource officers and to rebuild the juvenile diversion program. So trying to keep first-time offending juveniles out of the larger probation system and be able to address the issues in the community within the family, both community-wide and then school-wise within the school community, their family community, and then the larger community. And we had had good success with a program like that in Arcata that we've been unable to continue funding for, looking at expansion of that to both McKinleyville and Arcata. And so that is a program that we put in, and so we've been watching that as it goes through the process.
Did they only get a thumbs up yesterday?
It made the there. I think there
or
was,
made the cut.
It made there was three tiers, and it made the second tier.
TIER.
Yes.
Clarification point. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Karen Diemer, the city manager for the city of Arcata. Talk shop presented by REDEC and by CDH Painting. Last time we got together, Karen, you were indicating that you were going to be converting some land out in the mill, where the mills used to be, or what used to be mills, for or in anticipation of marijuana processing. Much feedback on that one?
The council has actually passed. So what we've done is added an additional use to our industrial zone properties in the West End Road area. It's called the Medical Marijuana Innovation Zone. And so it allows for some level of cultivation and then processing, warehousing, transportation to and from, laboratory testing of medicinal marijuana right now. In that zone. So what the council passed is they identified two areas that they call Zone 1, where this would be principally permitted. So applicants would get a zoning clearance, and then they'd still go through the regular building process if they were either modifying or constructing a facility to work in the medicinal marijuana industry. In addition to that, right now they've started a pilot project which would allow four other conditional use permits throughout the entire zone to do similar work. Concurrent to that, we've passed what we call the cannabis activity permit process. So if you are going to be working with medicinal cannabis or marijuana, they're used fairly synonymously right now in the regulations.
Weed and pot have kind of gone by kicked to the curb.
Those are our generation's terms, yeah. you will have to get a cannabis activity permit through the city, and then that will actually regulate and allow the city to track and monitor sort of the production of cannabis through the city.
Are you anticipating an additional enforcement association with this? Not security, but monitoring.
We are. So we've put in place, the council actually just Wednesday night approved a contract with a company called BioTrack THC. It's been referred to as a track and trace software. So it's a web-based system where if you are, let's say, cultivating and manufacturing all of your product in Arcata, each plant starts its life with a tag, and then that number works with that product all the way through to the point that you do a final packaging of that product for sale. And then at that point right now, because the only thing that is still legal in California is medicinal marijuana, then that gets sent out to various dispensaries. So it could be the two dispensaries in Arcata, or it could be other dispensaries or collectives throughout the state. There was a lot of interest when you ask about, do we get a lot of feedback? And of course we did, because this is a big industry in our area. One of the concerns was we have a lot of growing operations that, you know, let's even just speak to the ones that are doing their best to come into compliance and, you know, be as environmentally friendly as possible within that industry, to be able to support those outlying grows, because it was a great interest to our planning commission and our community to try to limit indoor growth from a standpoint of excessive electricity use. So how do you support outdoor grows that, you know, are doing it properly and bring that material in? So this software will also allow a grower to bring in a batch, and then at the point that that batch comes in, it gets tagged, and then that tag gets tracked as it goes through the production process.
But so prior to the a bag shows up,
mm-hmm.
how do you know if it's legal or not?
Well, we can only, unfortunately, in Arcata, we can only track what happens in Arcata. So we've got...
So if I bring it in from, let's say, in the hinterlands...
Right.
I'll be turned away at the door?
You won't be turned away at the door. You will be. You will have a relationship with somebody who has an active permit, which we can enforce and trace in Arcata. And it will be that permittee's responsibility to ensure... the quality and the location of where that material is coming from.
So it would be number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
As an example.
Right.
Okay, so.
Now, ultimately, the county will have a countywide traceability system. And then by 2018, the state will. So this will grow. But Arcata had an interest in allowing some of our facilities and folks that have been in this industry for a long time to start to come out of, you know, sort of the darkness and start to do this in an area that's supportive and that they can provide security and, you know, I'd say more normal working conditions for their employees. And so we recognize that there's limits in starting before the entire statewide system of track and trace is up. But at the same time, have faith in those. And I'll tell you, the folks that have been coming and speaking out about this are very organized, very savvy, business-wise, industry-wise. They're very interested and committed to producing a high-quality Humboldt County Arcata product.
So you're getting the 2 to 5% of the growers.
Yeah, what the numbers are.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
county is already, from a land use perspective, they have a growing, I don't know if this is their words, but I kind of say, you know, growing operation in good standing. So you can go in and be certified at the county level to say Fish and Wildlife has looked at our operation and has given it, you know, the thumbs up, and the Regional Water Quality Control Board has looked at our operation and has given it the thumbs up. So they are...
like an environmental pass.
Right. And then you get a zoning clearance through the county. So there is that possibility too. This is going to be a learning environment for all of us, and so we are starting to put together a working group of folks from, you know, both outside Arcata and certainly within our innovation zone to start to ask some of the tough questions of, you know, when you really start to roll things out, those details and how we best address those for Arcata.
Are you concerned that it's going to increase outdoor grows in Arcata?
We're not concerned about that. You know, what we're hearing from the folks, at least, that are starting to come in, and people are already showing us building plans, they really want to control the product. They are very conscientious about the quality of what
they're
selling.
And grow within the zone?
Grow within the zone, or grow within an existing, you know, or farm somewhere within Humboldt County that they have a relationship with, that they trust. And they have a lot of testing of this product that goes with that product throughout the way. I mean, currently our two dispensaries, you bring a product in from anywhere, even if they've worked with you for 10 years, that product sits until it goes to a lab and is tested and they've got third-party clearance to put that out on their shelf. So, I mean, the industry has a lot of growth to do, but it is trying to catch up to a regulatory world.
Do you also have, I guess, zoning for a laboratory? To be here?
We do. Within the MMIZ, laboratory uses are zoned.
I see. We've got the acronyms already rolling yeah. off smoothly. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. Final segment this morning with Karen Diemer. Karen, the medicinal marijuana is kind of cool. It's cutting-edge stuff. One of the things that I think we talked about last time, I had been drawing up some segments for the destination station we have, about the history of some of the older buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels was the primary. Do they receive any special designation, the Victorians that still exist around the plaza, from you guys? I know facade grants and mm-hmm. redevelopment and all that stuff kind of went poof a couple
did.
Of years ago. Is there any overt effort by the city to help those folks that have those buildings? Because certainly they're more expensive to maintain.
To maintain, they are. And what we're seeing is sort of a renewed interest in some of the landowners as some of these historic properties change hands and they come out of what was, you know, lower property taxes from Prop 13 originally when these, you know, some of these properties.
I believe the phrase that we all know and love is shock and awe.
Yeah. And so some of these properties are turning hands now, and then all of a sudden they have significant property tax bills. And so the city council right now is really interested in taking feedback on designating Arcata as what we call a Mills Act city via ordinance. And that would allow property owners that have historic properties to come in and create a contract with the city to reinvest in their historic structure. And in order to do that, they can get a reduction on their property taxes.
So they just have to guarantee they're going to spend X amount of dollars a year
back
maintaining.
Into, yeah. And so that's a process.
Is it a high bar or
started.
A low bar?
I think it's a reasonable bar. It is a high bar. You've got to preserve the integrity of the historic structure. But we have a lot of historians and contractors in this area that have figured out how to create historic preservation in an affordable way. You know, they've started.
So it's not like 10% of the building valuation or
no.
something like that.
Mm-mm.
It's
Mm-mm.
a dollar and cent figure.
Yeah, it goes through a whole calculation. But the couple of the examples that we shared with the council, if a property ends up changing hands and ends up in property tax value of about, let's say, $5,000 a year, you could look at, you know, somewhere between $2,000 and $2,500 a year reduction on that you could reinvest into that building. And over the course of 10 years, that would be a substantial investment in historic resources.
And that information is available.
cityofarcata.org.
Call the hall.
Yes, call the hall.
See you Monday.